From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan says overnight shelling by Indian forces across the disputed Kashmir frontier has killed 7 Pakistani troops. The military says the incident occurred in the Bimer sector along the line of control, which separates Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. Pakistani troops retaliated. The United Nations says more than 5,400 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday, with most of them fleeing to displaced persons camps. Iraqi special forces say they are checking all displaced people for suspected links to Islamic State before allowing them into the camps. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed 5 other attackers, and the suicide bomber blew himself up inside the house after being surrounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday and question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on a rape allegation. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies the charge. The questioning is scheduled to continue for several days. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Monday on his final foreign trip as president. His advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump to be the primary topic of discussion with world leaders. This is VOA News.